It's time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Waterbury Republican-American, and we'll take a look at the stories that Ruth's been following and stories coming up in the Republican-American, where you can find them at rep-am.com and on your newsstands. Good morning, Ruth.
Hey, Marshall. How are you this morning?
Very good. A nice, beautiful day yesterday.
Oh, it was gorgeous, gorgeous. And your knee's getting better each day?
It's getting better, and the other one's bothering a little. But you know what? In the end, it will all work out.
Good. Nice to have a positive attitude. Good for you. Yes, so it was a beautiful weekend, actually, and a busy one. Started off early Saturday morning at the Sharon Sprint, which was a record-breaking...
I was going to say, what a big crowd.
101 people showed up. I can barely make it just to get there, and they're all exercising and running and biking early on and the swim. But a great turnout, and everybody was just very anxious to get going again. And the endurance is of these people just awes me. So it's a great community event with everybody. You know, the ambulance crews from Lakeville and from Sharon out there and making sure everybody is safe. But Parks and Rec and Sharon did a great job. And then yesterday we had the August Fest at the library in Falls Village, and again, a large turnout. People were anxious to just get out and socialize. Yep. And be with everybody, and they did. This is a replacement for their annual auction.
Yep.
It's not going to be held this year. So it was because of the COVID, they wanted to be safe, so they did an outdoor one, and there was food and music and silent auction, and so things are, you know, a bit different opening up in the northwest corner, but the enthusiasm is still there for these fundraisers.
And this coming weekend, we've got the 50th anniversary celebration at Trotter Field for the Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance Corps.
We do, and it's such an interesting history that, you know, they started out back 50 years ago when the clerks at the White Hart Inn were the dispatchers. It just blows my mind to think that was part of your job. You had to clerk at the inn and dispatch the ambulance. And but what a group of volunteers. Just an incredible, incredible story. And what makes it so interesting, they have never taken any money from the town, totally through donations that service operates. And everybody is very grateful to have it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So, yeah. So busy. Also, next Saturday, along with that, is going to be the Scova Library end of the yep. summer reading, and once again, that beautiful tradition of the Salisbury Band playing on the lawn of the library. So, plenty of things to do, folks, to get out there and before the weather turns.
You know, the Region 1 Board of Education have a special meeting tonight. I noticed on the agenda that Dr. Mary O'Neill is resigning.
She is, yes. She's sent a letter out saying, you know, she was very pleased to have done what she did. She did a beautiful
yeah.
program with getting kids out into the community and shadowing people, businesses. And but she is leaving. And there's going to be some turnover at the high school and some of the other schools, I understand. But yes, and the middle school sports group is also meeting, yep. I believe, sometime this week. Am I correct?
Yeah, well, the Zoning Board of Appeals in Sharon meets today. Salisbury Planning and Zoning Commission. Let's see, I'm going to go to the list that I have here that I get from town websites, so they're pretty accurate. Kent
yeah.
has the Park and Recreation. Let's go past this one. Today's a busy day, actually. Cornwall has their Cornwall Association meeting tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Let me find this. You're right. Also, the summer camp is starting tomorrow in Cornwall. That's going now.
Rumbling
Griffin's thing. I'm looking for this now. This is a strangely busy week for the middle of the
yeah,
month.
Yeah, it's a strain. Yeah, because it's mid month, and we also they had a nice ceremony in Canaan this week. The Lions Club had its annual dinner awards meeting, and Alicia Roy, the principal of North Canaan Elementary School, was awarded the Lions Club Award of the Year for her work in keeping the school safe during COVID. And there were some other volunteers as well who were honored, which we'll be writing about. Interestingly enough, in Cornwall, the Priscilla Pavel, the selectman, the Republican selectman, was ousted from the ballot during the caucus there. And so she is running. She's petitioned, and she will be on the ballot as an independent. Priscilla has been on the board for 4 years, and they put in another gentleman, and so she is going to fight for her re-election.
I know you're right. The Regional Middle School Athletic Committee meeting is on Wednesday at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And also, the vaccination clinic was so successful at Housatonic.
Right.
They've got another one coming up on August 19th from 3 to 7.
That's great. That's wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. So, I think there's another one maybe coming to Canaan as well. So there's no excuses. There are plenty of clinics around here, all free. You know, they ask you to bring ID and insurance cards, but they say nobody will be turned away if you don't have it. Don't worry about
That's exactly right. If you go to the one at Housatonic and you don't have an insurance card or anything like that,
yeah,
you can get
no
it. And they have all the different vaccinations there, so you can choose the one you want.
Yeah, which is amazing when we think how we all were scrambling back in the last year to get them, or earlier this year, and now it's easily accessible. So. Another thing, Marshall, a lot of the towns are doing are forming committees to deal with how to spend the ARP money.
Yeah, Sharon was the first one, and now North Canaan is doing it as
well. North Canaan is doing it as well, and I would assume some of the other towns are going to do it as well. So if people are interested, the towns are getting quite a bit of money,
yeah.
And there are certain guidelines to be used for it, but if you want input, I would suggest you talk to your selectman.
And Sharon has really opened it up and put it out and said, we want the information from you. Canaan, I know, is inviting several of the nonprofits and departments coming in. So
mm-hmm.
that's
mm-hmm.
the proper way to do it. That's the proper way to do it.
Yep. Agreed. A lot of money. North Canaan is getting $982,000 over the 2 years. So.
Yeah, it's not a tiny bit of money.
No. And should be spent wisely.
All right. Ruth.
Marshall, it's good chatting always, and we'll get on the beat, and we will talk to you next week.
All right, take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein, of course, Republican American. You can find her stories in the paper, where you can pick up at various newsstands or actually get a subscription, or online, rep-am.com, where you can get a subscription for there as well, and right here on Robinhood Radio on a Monday morning. At about, we'd say about 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. You can find Ruth also on our on-demand page, robinhoodradio.com. Click on On Demand. Click on Republican American Report with Ruth Epstein.